Welcome to Spotlight in the Lowcountry. This is a space dedicated for the voices that move us, the songs that stay with us, and the artists who pay their dues for the love of moving the masses. Come on in and meet the folks behind your favorite tunes. Without further ado, ladies and gents, our host, Mr. John Martin.
This is John Martin with WVFF 97.7. That's Veterans for Freedom Radio, and I'm bringing you the Spotlight on the Lowcountry. In the studio with me is Bob Call, good friend and excellent musician and songwriter. Let's hear what he has to say.
Thank you, John. Glad to be here. I've been here in the Lowcountry for about 30 years, I guess. Live over yonder a ways. And got into the music scene here probably 15 years ago. I've been playing music since I was about 11 years old. I got my first guitar, so creeping up on 70 years of playing. And I'm if I keep at it, I might get mediocre at this. During COVID, I got the itch to write some music, so I did. I wrote a few songs, and in 2022, I finally cut an album, cut a CD, and got it out there. It's titled "The Good Fight," and so here to play a few of those songs today. And
why, of course, you know I have a couple of favorites. You always know that.
Yeah.
But would you play something for us?
Yeah, I'll do one of your favorites, and a little story behind it. In 2019, my wife and I went up to Boone, North Carolina, and a beautiful little town, lots of things to do up there. But downtown, there's a sculpture of old Doc Watson sitting on a park bench, and my wife took a picture of me with it alongside Doc, and came back, and I put it on my computer, and it showed up on my screensaver, and it kept showing up. I'm saying, there's got to be a song there, and it's got to involve a guitar. And so came up with this old guy down on his luck who owned a Martin D28, and just kind of came up with this. There's a couple of true things. One is Doc Watson sitting on the bench. The other thing that's mentioned in the song is a place called Appalachian Music, which was a little music store up there. He had some fine instruments, and sadly he had to shut down during COVID because he couldn't keep up the business, couldn't pay the rent. But anyway, that's the story of the song. So here goes. It's called D28. Walking through Boone on a nice afternoon, and I saw Jake. He was sitting with Doc. He looked so alone, like a man with no home. So I asked him if he wanted to talk. He said, "Bob, I gotta tell you, I appreciate the thought, but that battle's already been fought. You see, the money is all spent, and I couldn't pay the rent, and I've done something that I'd have never thought." He said, "I pawned my old Martin, yeah, that old D28. She weren't much to look at, but she sure did play great. You see, my wife has been ill, I just don't have the will to play when she's feeling this way." I said, "Jake, my old friend, you know it don't have to be this way. I know she is the love of your life. So you just sit here a while with old Doc and relax. Think about playing that old Martin axe." Mm-hmm. walked down to Appalachian Music. It wasn't that far, 'cause I knew that's where I'd find that old Martin guitar. I made me a deal, got her out of hock. I walked back and sat beside Jake and old Doc. I played the Wildwood Flower, some Mule Skinner blues. He looked at me and that guitar, he looked real confused. And I said, "Here, Jake, you take her. Go on back home, play those songs that you know, help your wife carry on." Passed on, so has old Jake. He was nice of him to leave me this old D-28. So I come here each day, stay until late, to play the Mule Skinner blues for Doc and old Jake. Yeah, I come here each day, stay until late, to play the Wildwood Flower for Doc and old Jake.
One of my favorite songs.
Thank you.
And how long have you been writing?
I wrote a little bit way back in the 60s. I didn't tell you my whole story, but I got my first guitar when I was 11. My dad played guitar, so he taught me a few chords. And in 1961, I started playing with my dad and two of my uncles, and we played bluegrass. And I was playing an old Harmony archtop guitar back then. As soon as I got into high school, I got into folk music. That was a big thing in the 60s. And we had a little quartet, and I played guitar in that, doing folk music, doing Peter Paul and Mary and Kingston Trio and the like, and that. And then in 1964, and we got into rock and roll. So we were up in the Washington, D.C. area on the Virginia side. And so we got around quite a bit up in there. We were road warriors in the mid-60s doing the college circuit in Virginia and Maryland. And so I wrote a little bit back then that got set aside. I joined the Navy. Did 20 years in the Navy and then came back out, and I really didn't get started writing again until probably 2020. So I've written this CD, had 12 records on it, and I've got four or five more written since then. I'll probably try to get back in the studio early next year, maybe do another CD.
Now, your music, you classify that as country or Americana? Americana combination.
Yeah. I do a little bit of each. The CD has a little bit of what you just heard, and I would call that Americana, and a little bit of blues, a little bit of, I think, one or two bluegrass or traditional songs, I guess you could call them. So I'll do anything except rap, maybe.
Yeah. Only thing I have with rap is Christmas presents. But I've known you several years, and I didn't know you grew up doing the bluegrass and the other stuff, you know.
So. Yeah, it's good. Bluegrass actually probably is my favorite.
Okay.
I love to listen to it. It's hard to find a group of people that can do good bluegrass. Mm-hmm. Like everybody can do bluegrass. It's easy to do. But I love the tight harmonies of bluegrass singing and the fast picking and you know, nothing better than a good banjo. Although a lot of people would disagree with that, but yes.
Not like it, I like it all. But when you play bluegrass, you play it on the guitar?
Yeah, I've always been a guitar player. I did play bass for a few years with Jeep White, you know, you probably know that. But I've always been I played with the banjo back in the 60s during the folk music days.
Okay.
I played a little bit of banjo. I toyed with playing the mandolin a while, but I figured out my fingers are too fat for that, so I couldn't get the mandolin going.
You just need a wide neck mandolin.
I need a wide neck mandolin. Yeah, something like a guitar.
A mandola.
Yeah, maybe that would work. Yeah. So anyway.
But play us another song.
All right, I'll play a cover. And honest to God, I don't remember the guy's name. His last name is Williams. This is a little, I know you love this little bluesy song.
And I know it's not Hank Williams.
It ain't Hank Williams.
No, not the song I'm thinking of.
No, this is an old blues song from, they were back in the 1930s. Mm-hmm. This is a blues song, one of the old blues singers. Every once in a while, I'll pull out some of my real old stuff, and because they're good and they're easy to play and they're entertaining. So, this is called "Hey Bartender." Yeah. Hey bartender, there's a big bug in my beer. Hey bartender, there's a big bug in my beer. Got one eye red, one eye blue. Mean old bugs trying to drink my brew. Hey bartender, there's a big bug in my beer. Hey bartender, he's drinking up all the foam. Hey bartender, he's drinking up all the foam. You better tell that old bug you better leave my beer alone. One thing I want you to know. Hey bartender, there's one thing I want you to know. Every time I try to take a sip, a mean old bug's trying to bite my lip. Hey bartender, there's a big bug in my beer. Hey bartender, there's a big bug in my beer. Hey bartender, there's a big bug in my beer. Got one eye red, one eye green, biggest old bug that I've ever seen. Hey bartender, there's a big bug in my beer. Hey bartender, there's a big bug in my beer.
Now you know I like that song.
It's a cute song. Yep. I just stumbled upon that one day, cruising the web. Cruising the web.
Now, if anyone wanted to purchase a CD or whatever you do, how would they?
They can come see me. Catch up with me at Cottesville Good Eats on Friday night.
Okay.
I'm usually there. It's on all the streaming platforms, so it can be purchased anywhere.
So if they wanted to hire you to play a party or something, how would they get in touch with you?
Ah, that's a good question. Probably message me through Facebook.
Okay.
I guess it'd be the easiest thing. Just look me on Facebook and shoot me a message. I've gotten to an age where now I'm not actively chasing gigs, but I'll do a gig if one comes in my lap. So, anyway, always happy to do parties. So, I can do weddings, I can do funerals, divorce parties.
Those are always fun.
Yeah, they may be interesting. Now, the divorce party, who hired you, the man or the woman?
I guess it could be either one.
You know?
Might depend on what kind of songs they want to hear.
Yeah, really.
I have a different set list for the man or the woman. I'll do another song. I wrote this. If you buy it, if you get my CD, this is written in the first person. It's called Old Man with a Guitar. I wrote it in the first person because I was sitting by myself in the middle of COVID with nothing to do, so I wrote it talking about myself. And then later on, a few months later, when we got back to doing open mics and such, a friend suggested I do it in the third person, and it might sound a little better, so I'm going to do it in the third person. So, the old man with the guitar. He's an old man with a guitar. He don't do any harm. He'll sing for you all night. It makes you feel warm. He might never be a star, but he knows it's all right if his song helps you get through the night. Picking along, singing a song, trying to find the right words. If it works, it's gonna sound like nothing you've ever heard. He knows if you like it, you'll let him know. If you don't, he's his horse. You let him down slow. He's an old man with a guitar. He don't do any harm. He'll sing it for you all night. It makes you feel warm. He might never be a star, but he knows it's all right if his song helps you get through the night. Words he tries but can't say, he writes down each line. If the music won't come to his fingers and strings, he'll give you a poem with words on gold wings. He's an old man with a guitar. He don't do any harm. He'll sing for you all night if it makes you feel warm. He might never be a star, but he knows it's all right. This song helps you get through the night. He knows he'll never be a star, but he knows it's all right. This song helps you get through the night.
Not like that.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites, one of my wife's favorites.
Now, you know, here at the radio station, they have a restaurant and they have an open mic on Thursday nights, and a few of us come out and play.
Yeah.
It starts at 6. So if you want to hang around and play some, hey, you know.
I might do that.
Cool.
I might do that. Yep. That'd be good. It's good that we have places around the area where we can do that. There's very few places out in this part of the Lowcountry where there's any music scene.
Yeah,
so it's pretty good. So. Always nice to have a place to play.
Now, most of the songs you write are inspired by different things, or?
Yeah, it was pretty easy during COVID when I was sitting home. We were all locked down. We were in lockdown, couldn't go anywhere to do anything. So it was brainstorming with myself, I guess, trying to come up with different things. And the one I just played, Old Man with a Guitar, that was actually inspired by a conversation we were having outside one night during an open mic, a bunch of us old guys standing around talking about how the music industry left us behind, and all of these young guys are, YouTubers coming up and becoming big stars, and then we're just kind of left alone. And one of my good friends said, "Well, I'm just an old man. I'm not gonna bother anybody." So that's where that song came from. A lot of them I just came out of nowhere. Our good friend Chris Tystrom, texted me one day. He was trying to grow a little garden on his patio or in his backyard, and he texted me something. He said, my beans have dried up or something like that. And I said, okay, well, you didn't give me any water. And that was inspiration for another song, which I called the City Farmer Blues, and which I'm not going to do today. Okay. I got something else tonight. But
so when you write the words first and then put the music to it, or you sit down with the guitar and just play and write words?
I do the words first, but I always have a musical pattern. You know, is it going to be bluegrass? Is it going to be blues? Is it going to be? I have something in mind that helps me write the words in some kind of sequence that makes sense musically. You know, so otherwise you end up with some weird 6/8 time or something like that. I do write the words first, and usually a lot of editing along the way once I start trying to put music to it. And this one came out of a little music festival down outside of Beaufort, and it was called Frogstock.
Oh yeah, I've been there.
They take off from Woodstock, but it was down in a little place that used to be called Frogmore, South Carolina. It's now St. Helena Island, but.
And,
there ain't much left of Frogmore except fire station, voluntary fire station. But
I think Frank promoted that.
Frank did.
Yeah, Frank. I've been to a few of them.
Grab yourself some snacks, and we'll be right back with more from Spotlight in the Lowcountry here on WVFF 97.7 FM, Veterans for Freedom Radio.